This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, friends. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon with Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and Dan the Man answering your calls at 800-228-0550. If you have something to say, if you've got something on your mind, we're here for you. This is why we exist. So we love giving you that opportunity and that stage, and this radio program has more listeners and more callers than any other program, by a mile. The callers are great, and from all over the place. My gosh, yesterday Arizona to Iowa to South Dakota to you name it. So we love that very much. Today on the program, Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here to talk about the State of the Union address and what you want from the president tonight. What's your take on this, too? Governor Doug Burgum is in Iowa for that fiasco down there. The big winner in Iowa, do you have a breaking news theme? I think this is breaking news because they've just now released the results of the winner in Iowa, and it is, in fact, a Donald Trump.
There you go.
I'm serious. There were more people at a caucus for any incumbent, Republican or Democrat, ever, or incumbent last night in Iowa. Over 30,000 people were caucusing for the incumbent without a race. And meanwhile, they still haven't counted the results on the Democratic side. They plan to release results as soon as possible today, so thank you for that. As soon as possible, we can hardly wait. You can't make it up. They come up with this new system where everybody gets a trophy, and then they can't even count that.
Oh.
You can't make it up. What a mess.
Here we go.
And, folks, if you were to put this on a storyboard and say, okay, let me dream this scenario up here. We got a president who's being impeached. Political impeachment, witch hunt, hoax, whatever you want to call it, being exposed. It's about to go down in flames. It was a stupid idea, and they have cheapened the idea of impeachment on the left. And Iowa comes, and it's their chance to have a, you know, robust wind at the back into New Hampshire and here we go, get behind a candidate and rah, 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 right? And they can't count the votes. They still haven't counted the votes, so no matter what happens today, guess what? You know what happened today? State of the Union address. That's something you couldn't craft this any better. Just couldn't craft it any better.
Friend of mine on, I think it was on Sunday.
It's a mess.
He said, Iowa, getting ready to vote. And I can't wait to see, basically his post was, I can't wait to see what problems come up with the counting of the votes. And sure enough.
There we go.
There it is.
Jason just emailed, he thinks the Russians hacked Iowa.
Oh, that, hey, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, exactly right.
They're in Iowa.
Russians, that blame game again.
Well, okay. No, the Democrats couldn't do that because they think Russia's fine. They're mad at Ukraine, right? Ukraine's a bad guy, right?
Also, Ukraine right. hacked yeah. Iowa, okay.
Oh, I don't know. One of them, you know, I forget which. They kind of go back and forth.
So Ukraine hacks Democrat stuff. Russia hacks Republican stuff. I just want to make sure I have it straight here.
It's a mess. So looking forward to our chat with Governor Burgum coming up next hour. And also, it's Drones, Planes, and People Tuesday here. Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky, Tommy Kenville from Arside RPV Services, both in the news lately with some great announcements. Looking forward to that conversation. We love the talk of technology and jobs for tomorrow. And that Grand Sky Project's a fun one to talk about. We do it right here on the program. I do want to begin, though, with the two things. One, I've been thinking about an event that's happening tonight in West Fargo a lot and about how we all need to stop what we do in the way of a routine and really get purposeful in engaging with our kids about positive choices. And the West Fargo Public Schools and West Fargo Police Department have teamed up with us from Flag Family Media here on the East to co-host these forums that are simply information. It's an information share on hot-button issues that are impacting youngsters today. So tonight, vaping. And this is a big deal. Kids think vaping is cool. And kids are ending up with lung damage and, you know, and also alcohol becomes a huge issue, mostly because it starts as everybody does it at high school, and then it becomes a thing, and then it becomes an addiction, and then it becomes, you know, all kinds of other problems in adulthood. And also they have some interesting statistics we're going to talk about tonight about suicide related to access to a gun. So in other words, we have a gun storage, you know, safe. I don't call it a safe because it's not like this fortress, but it's, you know, it's lock and key and, yep, and well done.
Yep.
And, you know, if you have responsible gun storage, the threat of suicide, if somebody's sort of just on a whim going, I'm going to grab that gun, I'm going to do it, you got a chance to save them. So we're going to talk about that tonight, too. So, you know, some substance, some weapons, positive choices, but you come away from this as parents with great information. You're armed with great information about what's happening. Dakota Medical Foundation hosts this. Look, it's State of the Union night. It's State of the Union night. Where am I going to be? I'm going to be here because I can go home and watch TiVo of State of the Union. Right? I can catch it after the thing. This goes 7 to 8:30. Are kids worth that? Are they worth that? This is open to anybody. It's free. It's hosted by West Fargo Public Schools, West Fargo Police Department, but they welcome anyone. Positive choices, the Student Success Forum tonight, because life is precious. I also want to take a moment to talk about life being precious in regards to an announcement that was made yesterday by a friend of mine.
You know, it's worth mentioning, too, we're going to stream that tonight.
Okay.
It'll be streamed. So if you can't make it, you can certainly catch it on the website.
There you go. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Life is precious. And a friend of mine yesterday announced that he has advanced lung cancer. And this person is a force in the business we call talk radio. He's single-handedly responsible for reviving the AM band. In case you missed it, here's what he said yesterday.
So I have to tell you something today that I wish I didn't have to tell you. And it's a struggle for me because I had to inform my staff earlier today. I can't escape, even though people are telling me it's not the way to look at it. I can't help but feel that I'm letting everybody down with this. But the upshot is that I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
How do you not hear that and not buckle at the knees? And there's a lot of people suffering from that awful disease of cancer. I can never talk about cancer without thinking about how many children have been aborted in this country in the name of privacy, and can't help but wonder if one of them, maybe it was 74, maybe it was 75, maybe it was a 1980 baby, maybe it was a 1990, but whatever. If one of them was supposed to cure cancer, their purpose on life was to cure cancer. Instead, they were snuffed out in the name, you know, so it's awful. And it's awful no matter who gets it. Names you don't know, names you know. But in our case, in the radio business, it's really, really hard to know that someone as instrumental to the success of every AM radio station has it. He talked about how he plans to fight it as well.
So this has happened, and my intention is to come here every day I can and to do this program as normally and as competently and as expertly as I do each and every day, because that is the source of my greatest satisfaction professionally, personally.
He can win this, folks. He can win this if we join. I was amazed the hashtag Pray for Rush went just viral yesterday. Went just viral. It did. So he can accomplish this with our prayers and with his plan on faith as well.
I've had so much support from family and friends during this that it's been tremendous. And I told the staff today that I have a deeply personal relationship with God that I do not proselytize about. But I do, and I have been working that relationship tremendously, which I do regularly anyway, but I've been focused on it intensely for the past couple of weeks.
Which gave me great comfort as well. Rush is in a good place to get on his knees and ask for the good Lord to do anything, to do something. Matthew 19:26, I always say, with God, all things are possible. Just ask. So we shall for Rush. Wouldn't that be a great thing?
Man,
I first met Rush in the late 80s. We were one of the first 47 radio stations up in Grand Forks to take his show. He never forgot that. And so I was able to have the honor of calling him friend ever since. And he did some really, really awesome things and kind things. When people ask me about Rush, they say, what's he like? Have you ever met him? I go, oh, yeah. You know, probably, I don't know, a dozen times I've been with Rush in one thing or another. Every 5 years, he used to have an anniversary party at the broadcast conventions. But the amazing thing about Rush in a room versus Rush on the air is how shy. Really just, I mean, look at the shoes shy that he is. Pretty amazing. More after this on What's On Your Mind, Stacey and Dwayne Hancock.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's ND Flagpole Guy Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming requests for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Passes when I don't hear from a listener that's bought something from My Pillow and tell me how darn good it is. And it's sort of like, gosh, what you say is true. Now, what do you think? I make this stuff up? I wouldn't say, I would never in 100,000 years tell you a product is good when it's not. Ever. I don't care how much somebody paid for advertising. I never would. Won't do it. These are good products. And if I talk about them and say, hey, I have one, I want you to have one too, it means that I'm it's the real deal. They had a question about free shipping. And right now, the free shipping offer is if you buy Mike's book, this wonderful book about life, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, everything else you purchase, you get free shipping on. So, for instance, the MyPillow towels, buy one, get one with a promo code Scott. Buy the book, you get the book, and the towel shipped for free. Make sense? Same with the pillows or anything else. Whole host of specials at MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials link. Use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. All right, Stacy in Strasburg and Dwayne in Bismarck, I'm going to get to you in 2 minutes. Set the timer, guys. 2 minutes because I want to quickly just finish my Rush stories. Okay? So the first Rush story has to do with him coming to Grand Forks. This would have been mid-90s, okay? He was doing his Rush to Excellence tour. He did the Chesterfields Auditorium. We did a VIP event at the Grand Forks Country Club. It was fabulous. He was amazing, great time, did a whole show at our studios there in Grand Forks, and it was fantastic. But we, you know, obviously got to know him on a whole another level because you host him for the whole weekend, take him to dinner, everything else. We took him to dinner at Sanders Restaurant, which is an iconic restaurant. It kind of is morphed now into Skies in downtown Grand Forks.
Yep.
But we took Rush there, and he loved the meal. He thought it was unbelievable. So he goes back on Monday, and he's talking about Sanders and how good it was, okay? So fast forward now to the flood of 1997, okay? It was national news, a lot going on. Rush calls us and says, hey, Scott, what happened to Kim Holmes? Kim Holmes was the owner. You remember the name 4 or 5 years later. Is the restaurant okay? I said, it's not okay. Actually had to, you know, tipped over.
Yeah.
Full of water. He said, well, you tell him I'm going to buy him a microwave or something. I want to do something nice for him. And I said, well, I'm not sure he uses microwaves, but the gesture would be very, very kind, right?
Yeah,
very nice. FedEx, a few days later, $15,000 personal check from Rush Limbaugh to Kim Holmes, Sanders, 1907. $15,000 opened up in the, when I opened up the envelope, I'm like, what in the world? Take it over to Kim, and he about buckled at the knees. Framed it, put it on the wall. There's the kind of generosity. He didn't have to do that at all. None whatsoever. In fact, he put me on the radio nationally, and then he came on our show to talk about the flood and how he saw what the people of North Dakota and Minnesota were doing as exactly the example of how you should handle adversity. Not only in a flood, but in life. Not a handout, not asking, well, who's going to help me, who's going to help me, but rather putting the old muckers on and throwing them on and out you go to, you know, throw stuff on the berm.
Get her done.
It's fabulous. So now, fast forward. This is a really long story that I won't bore you with, but the radio politics, I'll call it that, of Rush Limbaugh on the air in Fargo became complicated. Rush did well in Grand Forks, so a station by the name of WDAY put Rush on, and he did really, really well. He had like a 20 share. He was crushing it. It was during the 2000 election, okay? Well, there was a guy across town on another radio station by the name of Ed Schultz, and Ed Schultz was insanely jealous of the success of Rush, because Rush was beating Ed over and over and over, had higher numbers. So Ed manages to get the owners at the time, which were Clear Channel and iHeartMedia, to pull their product, Rush Limbaugh, off the air and put it on one of the lesser stations in that particular group so it wouldn't have as high ratings. And then they dumped it. Okay? And this was done by a bunch of people that were well below Rush. He was not involved in the decision at all, but he found out about it. He was very upset because he remembered me from, you know, obviously being one of the first 47, everything else. So we put the flag on the air, 2008. And now Rush Limbaugh was back in the Red River Valley. Kit Carson was his chief of staff. And another fellow by the name of Craig Kitchen. They called me and said, hey, Rush wants to do something nice for you. He's really appreciative that you got a new station coming on. You're going to put Rush back on. And what would you like from Rush? How would you guys answer that question? What would you like from Rush?
A visit, probably. I don't know.
You'd say a visit? Todd, what would you say?
You know, we have a fifth anniversary Rush Limbaugh big thing hanging on our wall in here. So I don't know. I guess some sort of thing we could put on the wall so that people come in.
Yeah,
some liners.
Yeah.
Maybe some liners.
Well, that too.
So that really ought to be kind of part of the deal anyway. But, yeah, I mean, yeah.
They said he's going to be in Chicago soon. If you want to come there, you can, you know, hang out with him there, whatever. I ultimately settle on having him do television commercials for us to launch a brand new radio station and do a little skit with me for our advertisers. So they say, fine, come on down to Palm Beach. So I go to Palm Beach, Florida, West Palm Beach, his studios, spend the day with him. You can't even believe it, okay? And he was a trooper about the commercials, did a million of them, did all kinds of drops, everything else. I brought my mother-in-law along because she's a huge Rush Limbaugh fan. I mean, huge, you know? Teacher from Grand Forks for decades, had retired not long before, said, come along, let's go. So she says, now, don't you dare tell him I'm even here. Just I'll watch this from, you know, back in the corner of the room.
Okay.
And so I have lunch with one of his staff while Rush is on the air. We're getting ready for the show ending. And I said, hey, one more thing. My mother-in-law's along, you know, her name's Agnes, but our kids call her Besta. And no attention. She is a Norwegian through and through. She wants no attention on her. So just don't even, you know, like mention it to Rush. We'll talk about it later. Oh, no problem. But I said she did want to meet Rush before she once had a chance to meet George W. Bush, said she'd rather meet Rush. Are you kidding me? No. So Craig, of course, tells her this. His show ends. 2 minutes later, he's coming out with all the crew and everything to do the TV commercial. He walks past me, doesn't even say hi or anything. He says, where's Besta? Where's Besta? He goes to find my mother-in-law and grabs her, you know, puts his hands on her cheeks and says, do I hear right? You want to meet me more than George W. Bush? And he hugged her and he was so sweet to her. And the guy's a teddy bear. The guy's an absolute teddy bear. He really is. So he's one of the best of the best. There's no doubt about it. And why this is important, folks, why Rush Limbaugh is important and why this matters. Look, we love the man. We want him to get better. I hope you'll pray for him. But Rush Limbaugh is the reason that we have what we have in the way of a conservative cause. He carried the flag of the Reagan era on to expose. Do you think in 2000 George W. Bush would have been able to win over that razor-thin margin with Al Gore without a Rush Limbaugh on the radio? You know, the amount of education that he's done, the amount of inspiration he's done, that's why it matters. It really matters for our cause. There's no question about it. But obviously his health is paramount now, but he matters in so many ways. So please keep praying for him. Sorry for the wait, Stacy in Strasburg. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. Well, I tell you what, as a lifelong farmer and Democrat, it's painful to watch the obviousness with what the Democrats are doing again. I'm not a Bernie Sanders fan, but it's just so obvious that they're trying to take him out again. I mean, why do you think they wouldn't release the final Des Moines, Iowa Register poll, which is famous, has been released forever? And they decided they want Biden to win. And I guarantee you, after South Carolina, where Biden is going to win, there's going to be no issue with the counting of the votes. And every headline and every paper in the country is going to be Joe Biden presidential run begins with his huge win in South Carolina. It's pathetic how obvious it is.
So when you say obvious, you just 100%, this is the levers of power in the Democratic Party going against Joe Biden, doing everything they can to stop him and to prop up. I don't know how you prop up Biden when he's in fourth place. I want to talk more, Stacey. Don't go away. I love your thoughts on this. 800-228-0550.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Results from the Iowa presidential caucuses late yesterday are confusion. As the actual results have been delayed by technical glitches, they may not be released until sometime later today. The state Democratic Party saying it found inconsistencies in the reporting of three sets of results. Most of the major candidates have already left Iowa.
and they're now in New Hampshire, among them Senator Elizabeth Warren.
When I left Iowa, I said it was too close to call, and it still is, but I feel good.
More senators are expected to explain their votes in the president's impeachment trial today on the Senate floor. A final vote on the two articles is scheduled to happen tomorrow, and the president's expected to be acquitted. President Trump will give the annual State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress tonight, expected to tout things like new trade deals and the strong economy. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Next week, we're going to be at the 43rd Annual AGRA International, 2 days at the Bismarck Event Center. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Me neither.
Should be fun.
It will be. It always is.
Remember that year we had free pie?
Yes!
We had the hometown pie from our friends up in the Devil's Lake. We'll see if we could do something. And what else would be good? Maybe that that now North Dakota famous popcorn. It's going all across the USA.
There you go.
Gubber, what do you?
And if you still don't have a copy of Scott Hennin's book.
Oh, boy. I'll bring that, too. Yeah, there he goes. Shilling my book.
That's true. You know, when we did the open house here at K-Fire that day, I had so many people come up to me later. Do you sell any copies of that book? So I've got a couple in my office just in case.
I'm happy to give it to you.
When's the update, though? Because I'm asked the other question all the time. Well, this is the Obama administration, which should be documented, and you've done that. But now it's time for the update with 2020 looming and stuff.
Yeah, I think the Democratic disaster in Iowa is a book in and of itself.
There you go.
I really
what
do.
The heck happened in Iowa? We'll get you to stand next to a big stalk of corn, and you can let everybody know what the heck happened there.
Texter says, good morning, Scott. When I heard this about Rush yesterday, I cried like a baby as a lifetime listener. This news totally paralyzed me. I pray for him and his family for a speedy recovery. I said this before, Scott. Sometimes you must use your tears as lenses. Keep up your great show. Ooh. Things will be okay.
That's a good quote there.
Love your show. Russ from Dickinson. Thank you, Russ. That's very kind of you, and I agree. That is a good quote. Kelly Armstrong is here. By golly, congressman from North Dakota, and he'll be among the 535 members of Congress seated for tonight's State of the Union address, plus a few guests. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Doing good. What do you think of this disaster down in Iowa? What the heck is going on there? I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better, could you? You got a president's State of the Union address. They don't even know who won last night. They can't count votes. What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really unfortunate. We had our own. Remember in 2012, our Santorum ended up winning, but didn't win on election night. And you just, I mean, it's if I'm one of those four, particularly if I'm Pete Buttigieg or Bernie Sanders right now, I'm starting to question what the hell is going on.
Well, we just had a call from a Strasburg Democrat farmer who said, look, this is very obvious what's going on. This is the party establishment taking out Bernie Sanders in favor of Joe Biden. Or, you know, I see another one. Tom Perez is under fire now for evidently helping out a little favoritism towards Bloomberg. So, you know, I never interfere with an opponent when they're in the middle of destroying themselves. I get that, but this doesn't exactly help things much, especially when impeachment was supposed to be the story this week, right?
Well, absolutely. And, I mean, this is their problem. One, I would also argue that Bernie Sanders and his supporters have made a career out of making everything a grievance issue. So let's wait and see what happened. I mean, it's regardless of why it happened, it should not have happened, and it's really, really terrible. But motives almost don't matter at this point because it's just, I mean, a horrible, horrible situation. And you're exactly right. I mean, how this plays out. I saw Bernie Sanders surrogate on TV today just basically saying it will be a contested convention. I mean, and that's what his campaign surrogates are saying on, you know, the news channels the day after Iowa. So that's a pretty interesting way to look at this moving forward.
What do you want from the president tonight? What advice would you give him on the best tone, the best delivery, the best message?
I think he should celebrate his successes. USMCA, best economy we've had in a generation. Just continue to move forward. I mean, there is going to be plenty of opportunities to fight with. I think particularly now when the Democratic Party seems to be in disarray as they continue to move forward. I think he has, you know, his State of the Union last year was phenomenal, and he seems to have just a knack for hitting the right tone at these things. And I think doing that, just coming out of this, just saying, listen, this is why things are going so well and why, I mean, just imagine what I could do with a Congress who wasn't focused solely on impeaching me. I don't know if I say it that clearly. I'd do it moving forward in a positive way, but I think just having the ability to do that and really talking about the USM's successes and all the donor successes. He has an opportunity to do that tonight.
Seems to be a fair amount of hand-wringing among Republicans in Washington over, you know, if the president is going to take on his critics tonight in the speech, in addition to maybe laying out that argument. Does that worry you? I mean, to me, the president's sort of the president. He has his style, and he's done that. I mean, if he absolutely did none of it, maybe it would be the story that he put all that aside. But basically, how do you expect him not to be, you know, what's got him to this point? What do you want? You think he should ignore the critics altogether?
I think he will determine the best way to approach that. What you're hearing this morning, I heard one of the tactics may possibly be to have all of the impeachment managers from the Democrats sitting together in line of sight, trying to bait the president, which I just find really funny. This is not their arena. This is his arena. And if he's going to go after them, where they're sitting in the chamber isn't going to be how that is determined.
How much do you see politics as we've known it for so many years changing? And changed because of this president. I mean, you look at, for instance, a Super Bowl commercial. You know, he's talking about prison reform. He's talking about, you know, releasing an African American woman out of jail who'd been there decades and, you know, had served her time. That is, you know, not typical of a Republican president or, you know, some of the blue collar boom things that he's done and reached down to. I mean, are the rules changing here a little bit, do you think?
Well, I think there's two different questions there. One, how he communicates with voters is very different, and I think he has captured more than any other politician how 21st century technology allows access without a filter, and I think that's going to continue to change. I think one of the things that'll happen is people who aren't as good at it as he is are going to try and do that, and we'll see how that works. But I think on the other side of it, I think, you can absolutely say that President Trump has dragged the Republican Party kicking and screaming into issues that I am very glad we are doing. That was the only thing I shared from the Super Bowl was the criminal justice. It was the first ad he ran. It was an unbelievably good ad. That should always be a Republican issue. It should be a conservative issue because that's what government is. Government is strategically spending resources, allowing for accountability, allowing for culpability, but also allowing for redemption. And if we don't believe in those types of things as a Republican Party, we won't survive moving forward. And the president has forced those conversations in what I think is a fantastic way. And I do think it should not be, the irony shouldn't be lost on anybody that the most significant criminal justice reform that has ever passed in Washington, D.C. came from President Trump.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with us today on What's On Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome. You can text Todd or me, 701-367-2054 for me, and 226-8503 for Todd, or call us at 800-228-0550. Not much intrigue left on tomorrow's vote on the impeachment. We pretty much see that the president will be acquitted. Do you anticipate, what kind of buzz are you hearing about whether or not this is going to be bipartisan?
The vote?
Yeah.
I think the most likely chance of this being bipartisan is a bipartisan vote to acquit the president, not to convict the president.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, and in the House, it was kind of the opposite, right? There was a, the bipartisan part was not to proceed. Now on the Senate side, I mean, do you see Democrats realizing this is a pig in a poke and hopping on board? Is that a reality or possible?
I don't know how many you will see do that. I think Joe Manchin's comments about censure are pretty interesting. We'll see what happens when the actual vote comes down, but I think it's more likely that you have a Democrat jump ship than a Republican.
What do you think of Adam Schiff?
I think Adam Schiff, the short version I would give to this in watching a lot of this go on in the Senate after being party to almost all of it in the House is you can tell the difference between seasoned trial lawyers making cases and politicians making cases. His use of the flair and dramatic, I think, borders on irresponsible. I mean, to say if you don't impeach this president, you can't trust future elections, I think is absolutely irresponsible. I think it's inaccurate. And I think at the risk of sounding, I don't think he should have said it. And I think people should hold him accountable for saying it. I think it's a terrible thing to say without any evidence whatsoever.
Let's take a call for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead. You're next. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to give a message to our congressional delegation to President Trump. He can reduce the deficit to zero by redeeming Treasury bonds from the U.S. Treasury purchased in the 1980s by an ambassador to Australia. I mean, Austria, in 1989, it was $31.2 trillion plus interest since then. If they want information, you've got my phone number. Get a hold of me. I do not want to get done to what the Obamas, the Bushes, and the Clintons have done to people.
I appreciate that call. There has been, I guess, less attention on this other than the usual political stuff where, you know, the Democratic side who watched Obama double the debt now get concerned about it all of a sudden when Trump is president, but that's kind of just the usual fare. But I'm reducing the deficit on when is the spending going to be cut? What about his idea, first of all, to do that?
Yeah, I don't actually know a ton about it, so we'll have to look into it. But I don't think there is any one thing that is going to take the deficit to zero. It is going to take some tough decisions that are made in this town, and we need to start looking at them. I think the one thing we do know is this is unsustainable over a long period of time, and we need to start having those conversations. And, Scott, that's probably outside of impeachment and all of the other stuff, that really probably is the thing that concerns me the most in this town is that we run on 2-year election cycles and we got a 40-year debt problem and we need to start having that conversation.
And nobody has the conversation about what matters, right? I mean, the discretionary stuff is peanuts compared to the stuff nobody wants to touch. That's what you really have to get into, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And you have to do the reforms in a way that you can maintain them over the course of several election cycles. You know, we get into a situation where we have to do too much of this. And the problem is if you swing the pendulum too far one way, it'll just swing back because the people who put those policies in place will have a really hard time getting reelected again if you make them true draconian. So we have to start talking about reasonable solutions to this. And it almost has to come from a real, true bipartisan place. And nobody's even having
hold that thought. We'll continue with more with Kelly Armstrong. after this.
Scott Hannon here with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better. From Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll-free at 800-343-0093.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Reminder coming up at the bottom of next hour. We're going to talk a little bit about technology and drones and some news that is happening on that front. In our Drones, Planes, and People segment, Tom Sawyer, Tom Kenville join me once a month, and we get an education on what's going on. And I mostly appreciate this from the perspective of careers and possibilities that are out there for kids today and the future that it holds, and have companies like Northrop Grumman and Harris and General Atomics here in the state. A lot of opportunity there. Grand Sky and EyeSight RPV Services bringing that coming up a little later on in the program. More now with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Just to finish on the debt deficit thing, at the end you said this has got to be bipartisan. Who are you kidding? I mean, there's no possible way for that, is there? I mean, are there anybody, any Democrats that are going to join Republicans and say, okay, Kelly, okay, President Trump, I want to help fix this problem. Do they exist?
No, probably not. And when I say that, I mean, that's in a perfect world. I obviously don't live in a perfect world. I live in Washington, D.C., but I do think that's as good a reason as any is to ensure that we get President Trump reelected. And, I mean, we were so close to getting back to budgets again, and then the Democrats in the House couldn't even come up with their own internal budget. And that's a recency hit on them. This has been a bipartisan failure for 20 years. So I do think we have to recognize that some tough decisions are going to have to get made. Otherwise, I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. Sooner or later, this is coming down. And I may be long gone, but my kids and my grandkids are going to have to answer this question.
I forget the team, but George W. Bush had some folks in his White House that said, you know, if you get 4% growth, you will bring the deficit down. And he's continued that as part of the Bush Institute, as well as being a real big issue. And this is one of the reasons that President Trump, at least, has a growing economy that's going to chip away at it. As you said earlier, not one thing's going to do it, but I mean, growth helps bring that number down, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and continuing to do that, but it only brings that number down if we continue to, recognize that, our mandatory spending continues to go up year over year, and the programs we do, they don't ever get more efficient. That's part of the problem. More and more money gets tied up in from a very fundamental and philosophical standpoint, we need to do a better job at making sure that whether they're entitlements or other mandatory spending, the vast majority of the money being spent actually goes to the program instead of the bureaucratic churn. And I just don't think that's the case anymore.
I want to ask you about something else. You had a chance to sit down with the Inspector General Horowitz and ask some questions. I've seen the video. This is fascinating. Of course, this is the gentleman behind the investigation on the whole FISA court and what the FBI knew about Christopher Steele. What was the bombshell out of that, do you think?
Well, I think the bombshell is, I really truly believe the bombshell to this is how little it's being covered. It's fascinating to me that nobody is talking about the fact that they, essentially committed perjury and they committed a fraud on the FISA court in order to extend these warrants on Carter Page. The things they either lied about or omitted from those extensions and those warrants would have anybody else in prison. And instead, we have the two people who got fired being cable news analysts. And I think it's fascinating that nobody is reporting on that. It really, truly is scary. And it's scary for a couple of reasons. One, because every FBI agent from sea to shining sea is out there, trying to keep our community safe, keep our country safe, keep drugs off the states. All they do is great law enforcement. But because of a fascinating failure of leadership, their entire organization is taking criticism, and rightfully so.
You have the FBI director before your committee on Wednesday, Christopher Wray. You get to ask him questions. Can I, with all due respect, suggest a question? How in the world can the FBI know Christopher Steele is unreliable, a fraud, and yet use him before a FISA court to go after a presidential candidate and later a president of the United States? If that isn't crooked, I don't know what is.
What are they doing to make sure that never happens again? You have the right. And also, not telling the FISA court that Carter Page was working for the CIA, another government agency. You're right around the same track I am. One, why haven't people been held accountable? And what is leadership at the FBI doing to ensure that this never happens again?
Do you think that it became obvious what had happened here, but to expose it in grand fashion would have so rocked the foundation of our federal law enforcement that they're basically doing this internally?
I don't know. And I don't think that's appropriate. I think when you have an institution that, whether it's Comey, whether it's McCabe, whether it's the lawyer who doctored an email, I don't think some of those things can be done under the cover of internal issues. I think those things need to be vetted publicly. I think if anybody who wasn't associated with the FBI had done those things, there would be criminal prosecutions. And I think that when you have such, particularly when you're dealing with FISA reauthorization and things that actually do have real national security implications, it's incumbent on the FBI to ensure that they are providing proper safeguards. And we know for a fact they didn't exist before.
It is really amazing. I mean, Donald Trump has been vindicated here. This has been an attack on him with campaign dollars, whether it's Barack Obama dictating it. I have a hard time believing a federal surveillance on foreign, FISA court was authorized without the knowledge of President Barack Obama. So the Obama administration...
They told Russia they were investigating the Donald Trump campaign, but they didn't tell the campaign.
Yeah, come on. Unbelievable. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time. Keep fighting. More after this.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga's an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.